All right, so here are some different molecules, and just by looking at them, you can see if it's a single bond, it must be a sigma bond. And if it's a sigma bond, you can identify whether the carbon is forming sp2, sp3, just by looking at this. If I look here at this molecule, here's a sigma bond between the S on the hydrogen and sp2 on the carbon. This is a double bond that's, there's a sigma bond and a pi bond. The sigma bond is sp2, sp2 between these two carbons, and then the PZPZ makes the other part of the double bond. And go through it like that. By just looking at a diagram like this, you can identify which bonds are sigma bonds, which bonds are pi bonds, and what the hybridization of, is it sp, sp2, or sp3. Sometimes you get situations like benzene, where in the end it's better to abandon this picture of bonds altogether. Because with benzene, sometimes it's drawn like this, where you have single bond, double bond, single bond as you go around. But it's not really true that this one is a single bond and this one is a double bond. All the bonds are identical. And then sometimes people draw it like this to say that averages out somehow. But really, what you need to do is solve the molecular orbitals, because the electrons, what they do is they are not just shared between the two neighboring atoms, but they get shared by all six at the same time. It's a molecular orbital.